This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, the movie The Post is out. I don't know if it's actually still playing in theaters. I would recommend to our audience, if you have not seen that movie, to try to catch it either in the theater or when it comes to DVD or streaming or however you might watch movies at home. Make sure you check it out. I've seen the movie once. Jasmine and Will have both seen it twice. It's about the Pentagon Papers, and it's a fine example of the great things that can be done by investigative and enterprise journalism.
Yeah, especially in light of what's been going on with this whole fake news phenomenon and people not feeling that they trust the media and journalists. I think that this came out at a really great time to help remind people about why we exist and why we're important, why journalism is an important part of democracy. I brought a group of students to watch it. They were unfamiliar with the Pentagon Papers, and they really liked the movie. They really enjoyed it. It was easy to follow for them, and they walked out feeling empowered a little bit. And not only for the journalism aspect and all of that, but also the Washington Post publisher was a woman, the first female publisher of a major newspaper, and she went through a lot to get to where she was. And then, I mean, going through this whole situation with the Supreme Court and, you know, having to make the decisions about whether to publish these classified documents, I mean, there was a lot for her to lose, and they went for it. My students really enjoyed watching that story.
And I enjoyed the not only because it's about our industry, but I think folks should look past this not as a political ploy by Hollywood to put a movie out. I know Steven Spielberg was trying to time this, and he said, this is a movie that we need to do now. It's important. But it was on the drawing board for a while. But it really is an intriguing story. You have the confluence of, for one, the Pentagon Papers. Secondly, you have Katharine Graham having probably at the moment, in that moment in time in 1971, to make a most crucial choice that could make or break her career, her paper, her peers, Ben Bradley, and all those important decisions. And what we need to realize is not only the historic significance, but it was actually, you know, well acted and well portrayed. And, you know, this came right before Watergate. I know some critics of the movie have said, well, this movie's about the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers, when it was actually the New York Times that actually broke it. Well, my viewing twice now, I mean, the New York Times is prominently mentioned, and its reporter that broke that story. But how it was portrayed, and I even got some education from it, from seeing how I've always heard about the hot lead press and so forth. I'd never really seen it in action like that before when it was portrayed in that way. But we need to walk away from this not only being thoroughly entertained. It was a very intriguing thriller of a movie, but I think it needs to help remind us in our society what our role is and how pivotal it is, and how there are people pushing back then just like there are people pushing back now, no matter how hard or grim it is to digest. And this movie is a great reminder at a great time to remind us of that.
Do either of you know how accurate this movie is? We know with movies, they sometimes take some liberty, stretch the truth for dramatic purposes. Do we have a feel for how accurate this is?
From what I've read or seen in hindsight, because I was reading for that too, not only the reviews or the movie critics' reviews, but I also wanted to get some historical perspective of how accurate that was. And from what I understand, it's fairly spot on. I know there was one of the characters, I forget the actor's name, but he plays kind of an amalgam of all the business interests that were pushing back. And when you see the scenes early on of, the movie starts off, not to be much of a spoiler here, but, you know, Katharine Graham is at a point where she's going to go public, and the paper is needs money, and the revenue is down in the early 1970s. And so she is in front of investors and attorneys, and it's just old-fashioned boys club. It's all white men in suits in a boardroom, and here she is in her professional attire, and she's really not able to get a word in edgewise. She's doesn't seem very confident of herself, and there's another actor or two, and I know one of them is a prominent actor whose name escapes me at the moment, but he plays kind of an amalgam of the interests of the business that are pushing back, saying, you know, and it's, it seems, you know, very borderline sexist. It seems very they're trying to intimidate her, and they're arguing over a stock price, and of course, overall, she wins in the end. But it definitely reflects what was happening at the time.
Yeah, the sexism that was going on and, well, and still happens, but was going on in the 1970s, that is definitely portrayed in the sexism against her, even though she is the publisher of this major newspaper. She is being looked down upon because she is a woman and that she is running things and that they don't feel that she can make the decisions she needs to make. So ultimately, she's faced with this huge decision, whether or not to publish, to do it or not do it. She has people on one side who were the people who are investing in the business are saying, we don't want to see this happen. And then you've got the journalists, you've got her reporters and Ben Bradley, her editor, and making these decisions. And, you know, it's just really fascinating how everything plays out.
It's easy to look back and say she obviously made the right decisions, right? But if you put yourself in that time and the pressure, as Will was saying, because the paper was going public and on the stock market, and the money pressures, the money interest putting pressure on her, and just the idea that you might be going against a court ruling too. There are a lot of things journalists think about on local and national levels. We have tough decisions to make sometimes, and again, it's easy to look back now and say she made the right decisions, but at the time, that was a very difficult thing to do.
Well, they were facing potentially, you know, prison, she and Ben Bradley, for, you know, taking the Ellsberg reports, which were, you know, boxes and volumes of paperwork. And they had short windows to make very tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the movie elegantly portrayed and it drummed it up in the climax, where they're all at Katharine Graham's home or Ben Bradley's home, I believe, and they're pressing her into making this decision. And it's not an easy decision, and it takes a lot of consternation and hand-wringing. And she says, well, look, the bottom line is our job is to report the facts. We know these are the facts, and we're going to go again for that. And she has attorneys. She has investors around her that are telling you not to do this. You're going to rue the day. And She comes out the other end looking like a champion and vindicated for this industry.
Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.